Shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio. Right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment and 7:05 here on the 18th of January, 2022. Phone lines here, 605-4567. Our first hour is going to be open line. So if you got something you're ready to talk about, you can start calling right now and we'll hop into that right after we do the news, the weather, and all of that. And in fact, speaking of the news, it's brought to you by our friends at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's here. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing well.
What kind of national day is it today?
Let's see.
What special day is it?
National Winnie the Pooh Day.
Winnie the Pooh Day.
Yeah.
Okay, I could have gone. But
all right, we want something else. National Thesaurus Day.
Thesaurus Day. I like that.
All right.
So. Yeah. So everybody should. You know what thesaurus is? Are cool. Did you ever use one in school?
Not often, but...
Yeah, when you're writing papers and things like that. I mean, we have a tendency to use the same words all the time.
Right.
And so, I tell you who was a walking thesaurus. Dave Kehoe. I'd be interviewing Dave, and Dave, you could just see his mind's working on to see which words he was going to use in his next sentence. Didn't have to do anything really with the subject, but I mean he had beautiful words. So what's the weather look like?
It is currently 37 degrees outside, and today it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 63, a low of 43. On Wednesday, sunny with a high of 65, a low of 45. Sunny on Thursday with a high of 67, a low of 44. Sunny again on Friday with a high of 64, a low of 44. Saturday, sunny with a high of 66, around 40, low around 43. And Sunday, a high around 66 and a low around 40. So it kind of feels like summer's or winter's already almost over.
It's starting to leave us, huh? Here, it's only January. It's only mid-January. No, we need more rain. We need snow. But today, mostly sunny. Okay, hey, the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, based out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Their customers are warm friends. Now, do you remember, Jared, how you could just... Of course, you're still young. You're still a kid. Remember how I could leap out of bed, throw on some clothes, run down, wrestle a bear to the ground, get up, run 6 miles, hop on a horse, ride 20 miles, come back, chop down trees. I can remember doing this, jump, you know, doing all this, came back, yeah, I could do it the next morning. Well, last night I went bowling, and I've reached that age where if I'm going to bowl, I have to stretch. I have to stretch. I have to loosen up. I have to kind of bend over. You know, I kind of do some, I have to, do those, touching your toes, rolling your arms in circles. I have to, do, the thrust, going forward with your legs, all of those things. I have to warm up for 30 minutes to go bowling. Let me put it that way.
Well, you know what? Even when I was younger, if you don't bowl very often, if you just go once in a blue moon, your arm is going to hurt the next day no matter what.
Well, we bowled 3 games. We haven't bowled before. 2 years ago, our dinner group went down and bowled. And this is the one that's on Lake. By the way, the bowling alley is totally clean, real friendly people there. And, this is a Monday night. There were tons of people there bowling. And I'll tell you a story of that happened there. We had a... After the first game, I couldn't turn my head to the left. But we had a great time. And I finally found a sport that I can beat my friend Mike in. Can't do it skiing. We go ATVing, and I'm always on the, you know, on the edge of death trying to keep up with him. Fly fishing, he is so much better. Golf, I can kind of hold my own with him, but he still trounces me in golf. And he shows up last night with a bowling shirt on. Swear to God, it's a bowling shirt. And I'm like, oh, geez, he's a bowler. Well, no, Mike's not a bowler. So I lorded it over him for three games. I didn't say too much. I said little things like, hey, why don't you use your other hand? Anyway, but it was a great time we had last night. Did you have something you were going to say?
No.
Oh, okay. No. I just saw your hand go, you know, kind of like sideways, like, like you're holding the ball.
I was scratching.
Oh, okay. Now, while we're there, though, that we had the lane next to us and then the lane next to that. Some kids were there, 14, 15-year-olds, like that. And it wasn't any problem. Then all of a sudden, a guy came up next to us. And this is a big guy. I mean, he's like 6'2", probably 240. Big arms, he's got the tribal tats, shaved head. Nice guy. Well, these kids start doing things like this. One kid takes the ball and he throws it like halfway, you know, in the air, halfway down the alley, so it's bouncing on the alley. He does that like two times. And on his third time, a guy from further down says, hey, quit bouncing the ball on the alley. This is our alley. We come in here, we bowl, you know, five times a week. You're not going to destroy the alley. Meanwhile, management doesn't say anything. Now, they might have been shorthanded last night because they were very busy trying to keep everything going. And so the guy, the big guy, bald head, turns and he says, hey, he's throwing an 8-pound ball. It's not going to make any difference. You know, it's not going to wreck. It's just rude. And the kid starts, oh, I'm just buying him. And this big guy turns around and he starts talking to him. Now, I never heard a word he said, but it wasn't like, if you do it again, I'm going to tie your little arms in knots. And I'll start with you, and I'll work my way through the rest of you. Because they're all like 110 pounds, you know. And 105 of it was mouth. So, anyway, and this guy's over there talking to him. So I'm kind of watching it. You know, I'm thinking, the kid was rude. You know, he didn't need to do that. Up until then, they'd been, you know, they hadn't been nothing. And he goes over and talks to him. And you know what? Whatever he said to him. And I think he was giving him some hints because, you know, this girl comes out and she throws it. She wasn't being one of the original, you know, recalcitrants. It was just this one kid. Not a bad looking kid, but he was just, he was acting out. And then, but he calmed the whole situation down. And then he went back to his bowling. And, you know, I went over afterwards. I said, that was cool. And he goes, they're kind of little jerks. But the other guy, he says, I was really concerned for the kid because the other guy is a crazy. He said, he'd come down here. And he says, we don't need that. And I was sitting there thinking to myself, great example of somebody, you know, that he didn't lorded over him. My God, he was big enough. This guy looked like he could bench press a truck. That's how big he was. He wasn't fat. He was big. But he took the time and he diffused the whole situation. And I didn't get his name, and I should have asked him, where do you work at? You know, what do you do? You know, because obviously, he was kind of a calm guy. Anyway, but that was just, you know, that was an aside. The whole night was a great, great experience there. So, and then they have rock and roll.
Oh, yeah, bowling. Rock and bowl.
Rock and bowl, yeah. At 9 o'clock, which is, of course, past my bedtime. So we were out of there by then. So if you haven't been bowling lately, and the one I know of is out there on Lake Boulevard.
Yeah, it's Shasta Lanes.
Shasta Lanes.
And there's Country Bowl, too, which is off of Bichelli.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, but it's a good time. You know, we had a great time doing it. All right. Hey, one of the other things, after coming home from a night of vigorous exercise like that, is hopping into my Sleep Number bed. And I tell you what, I love spending quality time with my Sleep Number bed. I go in there, I go, gosh, let me see, I was bowling tonight, my Sleep Number setting is usually 70, and I'll take it up to 75 tonight. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40, and the thing about it is that after a long day, falling into your Sleep Number bed is probably one of the greatest experiences you can have, because you go to sleep, and you sleep well. When I turned off the light, did not wake up again till 6 this morning, which is a little bit late for me. And, you know, levitated out of the bed to go get ready. And Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And it starts with your Sleep Number adjustability. During Sleep Number's January sale, you can save $1,000. That's $1,000, my friends, on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed plus special financing for a limited time only at our Sleep Number store down in the Target Shopping Center. Go see Steve or any of the pros down there. Lay on the beds. You'll be convinced that this is the best purchase you're going to make for this year. And it lasts for decades. Your Sleep Number bed. Now, that special financing is subject to credit approval and monthly payments. And learn more at sleepnumber.com. We'll be right back.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her head. On the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up vibrations. She's giving me excitations. I'm backing up.
Vote yes to recall Leonard Modi. My name is Woody Clendenin, and I'm a small business owner in Shasta County. I, like you, have watched as Modi has gone along with Governor Newsom's draconian mandates on our businesses and schools. He is supported by known socialists and BLM activists, and he doesn't make decisions with the interests of the people in mind. And it's time we elect someone who does. Vote yes to recall Leonard the Rhino Modi. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Celebrate with us all month long at Wind River Resort and Casino and play our $100,000 Wild Carry Zoo Ball Swipe to Win. Win big cash prizes or $100,000. Plus, earn entries all month long to increase your chances to be a contestant Thursday at 7 p.m. Cheer for the colored balls to fill the Zoo Zone and walk away a winner. But wait, there's more. All contestants will have a second opportunity to win a new Wild Carry Dodge Challenger. See WindRiver.com for official rules and find your moment with us at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Hi, my name is Martin Reed, and I'm one of the teachers here in Shasta County who started the school walkout in protest of mandates. I'm sick of government overreach. Tim Garman, the president of Happy Valley School Board, voted to not enforce the mandates in his school district. Now, he is running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 2, and Tim will end the mandates in Shasta County as well. Vote yes to recall Leonard Modi, and vote for Tim Garman. No more mandates. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Make a move, ice cream. Shortcut to your dream. Go straight to the stars on a flying thing. Get the snow blind game. Make a tune, shake a boon in the world beyond. Got a beat, got a heat on the phone.
Tear your world apart. Once the magic starts.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. It's Tuesday. Hey, the Reading Chamber Candidates Academy is going to be on January 22nd. It's a full day of series preparing candidates and their team to run for political office. You're going to have a catered lunch. The cost for this is $200. Are you interested in running for office, working on a campaign, or recruiting quality candidates? Then this program is for you. Four different sessions in there, everything from know why and know the issues to endorsements. Who, what, why, and how. And this is a nonpartisan program of the Reading Chamber of Commerce PAC, designed to empower pro-business Shasta County citizens to run for elected offices. Okay, and that's going to be at this Saturday, January 22nd at 1321 Butte Street. Over there, I imagine it's over in the city council office, or not city council, but the Chamber of Commerce offices. Okay, today, hey, you know what? If you're not doing anything this morning, you want to watch excitement, drama, humor, anger, going down to the Board of Supervisors meeting. They announced that it's going to be a virtual meeting because of the huge outbreak of COVID cases. Omicron 10 is raised its little 12-pointed head. It's running amok in America. And so last week, the Board of Supervisors chairman, Leonard Modi, said and made an announcement Friday that we're going to go virtual today to protect the public and protect the people working at the board, at the county. This has raised some consternation, as you can possibly imagine. The reason, and plus the fact, the other thing that Chairman Modi did when he first took on is that he is dividing the public comment 45 minutes up front. Then they go right in and then they'll go into the business portion of it. And if you have a question about, you know, one of the line items, then of course you can still talk about it. And then the general comments at the end of the meeting. He says this will ensure that people aren't being kept there if they had a specific a board issue they wanted to talk about. They're not they're not kept there for 7 or 8 hours waiting to get up and talk about different issues because of the number of people. Well, this is not set well with Supervisor Jones, and and he says, well, he may just open up the chambers, and then the chamber, county spokesman said, well, maybe not. So, what are they doing there? Is there like a separate lock they can put on the on the Board of Supervisors chamber? I mean, is it going to be like an outside lock that you can take a pair of bolt cutters and cut the lock and open it up? Anyway, that's going to happen today. You know, it's kind of, I don't know, might do anything right at 9 o'clock. I may just wander on down there just to watch, to see what goes on. I have tried to keep myself out of the board of supervisors meetings as much as possible. I don't, even though, you know, what I should get is a popcorn concession and drinks. And I could be making popcorn down there and selling it at, you know, at movie theater prices. You know, $10 a box for a big one. No refills, sorry.
You know, I actually
went and bottled, you know, and, you know, canned beverages and just, you know, sell it right there.
I went into that building for reasons other than seeing the supervisors meeting, but there was one going on and there was a large crowd there. So you might make some good money doing that.
Germano from Health and Human Services, all the drama which regularly erupts during these meetings has scared off a lot of what I consider more mainstream individuals from going to meetings and speaking because it's just painful to listen to. Then again, Mr. Germano is one of the ones that the people that are there that are upset, and they're upset with him and the Health and Human Services. And then you've got the undercurrent of, are there weapons? Are there threats? Well, you know, no, there haven't been. There's been no violence in any of the meetings, none at all. Now, let's talk about this for a second, though. There have been death threats, and there have been threats of violence aimed at people. I think Modi is one of them. Mary Rickert, Les Baugh. Les Baugh has been threatened. I also know that some of the people that are there have been, you know, that have been protesting this for this length of time have also been threatened. I actually was played what somebody said to an individual and the horrible things this person was saying and what he was going to do to this person's wife. I mean, it was just, you know, and I hope that the police have that one too, because that was just a flat out threat, I'm getting you. So it's a, It's stupid. It's just stupid. May I say that? No, not the protest down there. I mean, that'll go away. The threats on somebody's life, the keyboard courage, the phone calls. I mean, this is ridiculous. You know what? You want to make a threat against somebody's life? Go up to their face and do it. Come on. Hey, I'm going to kick your butt. Hey, I'm going to rape your wife. This is what the guy said. Oh, really? Say it to my face. And then we'll just kind of like, right there, we'll settle this, you know, like two manly men should. But they don't do that. They're cowards. They're cowards. The people that do these death threats are cowards. Oh, I'm gonna do this. And I don't care which side you're on. There's no room for this. No room for this at all. And in fact, the Red, White, and Blueprint put something out on Facebook, and you know, saying, what are you people doing out here? This doesn't help anybody's cause. And like I said, though, it's going on both sides. It's going on Les Baugh, going at Les Baugh. Jones has had threats. He gets regular threats. He's been getting regular threats in city council. I don't think it bothers Patrick too much. But it does bother other people. Bothers me. So, are we going to be working remotely? The county employs 2,000 people, over 2,000 people. And how many of them are working remotely? The other question is, when, you know, is every person that works at the county and the city, are they considered needed? And that's not the right word. It isn't essential. Is every one of them declared an essential employee? 2,000 employees, are they all essential? Garbage guys are. You know, electric utility guys are. But is everybody considered essential working for the government? Anyway, time to take a break. When I come back, let's discuss what's happening at City Council tonight. You know, everybody, you know, if all the people that are upset at the Board of Supervisors needs to have lunch together and then go over to the City Council tonight and listen to what I'm going to talk about when we get back. This portion of the show, however, is brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, we bank there. We use a couple of different banks in town, but our business banking and other banking needs we have go right there at Cornerstone. Opened 15 years ago. It's a community bank, community board of directors. Three branches right now. One in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way. One right downtown at 1845 California Street. Main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue. And they're opening up the new branch in Anderson. And that should be any day now. Opening up the new branch in Anderson at the old Kentucky Fried Chicken place there. 7:30 in the morning, and it's, 36 degrees out there. What is it out there, buddy?
That was 37 last night.
37 degrees. And it's going to be a nice week. We'll be right back.
Last month, the Shasta County Board of Supervisors had the opportunity to not renew the contract for the Dominion voting machines. This was a lease agreement valued at over $2 million. Supervisor Modi voted to renew the lease agreement and continue using Dominion machines. Now we find out that a representative from Dominion Voting, Inc. has donated money directly to Modi's campaign account. Shasta County, you deserve better. Vote yes, recall Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in serious injury, such as broken bone, head injuries, or death. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age that meet the income criteria and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program was established for the purpose of reducing the number of debilitating falls suffered by older adults and persons with disabilities, thus enabling older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to find out how this no-cost program may help.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Krista Reed, a teacher and mama bear. I've watched as Shasta County's Board of Supervisors put our children and youth last. This recall is a chance to put our kids first. Vote yes to recall Modi. Vote for Tim Garman, a papa bear who took a stand for Happy Valley's children. We need someone who will put our kids first. That person is Tim Garman. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
I can't imagine how the world.
Well, Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebaugh. 7:34 in the morning. We're on from 7 to 9 AM Monday through Friday. Today, of course, the 18th of January, 2022. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of a denial, give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168 today for a free consultation. He's the one that answers that phone. Patrick Gorman, background, 101st Air Assault guy with the badge, which is difficult to earn, but he got that. And then he got out of the service and became a law enforcement officer, a policeman, yeah. Then he went to law school. So you want somebody that's going to get in there and mix it up, somebody that's going to fight for you. The insurance company has lawyers. Why shouldn't you have one that's an expert when it comes to workers' comp? Give Patrick a call. Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, 262-2168. Now, tonight, line item 9.1, parentheses E, on the agenda for tonight. It seeks to approve pay increases for management-level employees across the board, electric and non-electric, ranging from 5% to as much as 40%, with an average increase in the 20% range. Cost is estimated at $1.3 million per year, with about $670,000 coming from the general fund. That is based on a compensation study undertaken of the 10 closest labor market cities, which showed Reading was about 30% lower than these cities. At the same time, the council will consider agenda item 9.10, parentheses A, to accept the city's yearly audited financial statement. That statement shows total net pension liability, including OPB, of approximately $355 million. That's unfunded liabilities, I believe. This is an increase of approximately $31 million over the last 4 years, and this includes an increase of approximately $10 million over the last year. The council, my friends, would love to hear your thoughts about this. This is on Facebook, and it was on Facebook, and it was on Michael DeQuisto, who was on the city council. I think he's vice mayor. It was on his page. So he's inviting everybody to come down and talk about it. And the comments after it, I always find it interesting when a study has been conducted regarding salaries in other cities, if any employee wants to move to one of those cities, then so be it. That's what we pay in Reading. And we are having somebody that's moving. Dan Beans will be on at 8 o'clock. He's announced his resignation from REU, and he's going down to Roseville. Other comments, the future is bright for anybody who wants to work. And, okay. A 40% increase for one person. Really. City and county spending is out of control. Budgets have increased year over year, while population has only increased by single-digit numbers. What kept adding more and more people, more employees? Shasta County, and they're talking now, they're mixing apples and oranges, they're talking Shasta County on that. Is this an immediate increase or something that will be phased in over time? Like, you get a 40% increase, is that like 8% for 5 years? Is it 10% for 4 years? That's a good point. Thank you, Katie, for that. So, that's going on at the city council chambers tonight at 6 o'clock. I can't wait. By the way, Michael DeQuisto will be our guest tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock to discuss this. What happened in the meeting last night? You know, when city and state and federal and county employees, they would take jobs that didn't pay as well as the outside jobs, as the public sector jobs. But it was a consistent pay. It was it had a retirement at the end of it with medical. And then over the years, it seems like it has changed where you've got the people making in the $150,000 for running the parks and recreation for the city, and the salaries and has not kept up with it out in the public sector. You know, when the average income for a home in Redding is right around $50,000. And then you see people working for the county that are making $200,000. You have to ask yourself, there's where people are going, well, what is it? Of course, you want to get good people to work for the city. But is this, you know, when you have 10 cities that look at each other and, you know, oh, well, these people make this much, so we have to pay this much. And then it kind of becomes, it becomes a circular firing squad where you're looking at it and going, well, this city's paying more, so we have to pay more. Then that city turns around and looks at us and says, well, look what they're paying. And then the other cities do this. I mean, can this be just like a never-ending salary? Now, what they did say is that people in certain positions here do make 30% less than other cities. Let me read it one more time. This is based on a compensation study undertaken of the 10 closest labor market cities. I think that includes Medford, too, which showed Reading was about 30% lower than those cities. Tonight, starting at 6 p.m., City Council. The airport. And it's our air people out there have just been doing, the guys down at the airport have been doing just a great, great job. You know, we've gotten flights into Las Vegas. We got flights to Burbank. We got flights to L.A. We got flights to San Francisco. Got flights to Seattle. And now we're looking at going to Denver. Well, when this happens, you have to start increasing the footprint there at the airport. And they just did that. If you've flown out of Reading, you know that certain times of the day, I mean, there's nothing open there. You kind of show up, you wander through the line at TSA, which, you know, it's a friendly TSA group there. You know, they've got their rules, but they don't, you know, they don't lord it over you. They don't tell you to take off your Let's Go Brandon t-shirt, any of that kind of stuff. But there's no place to get coffee there. Some of us live on coffee in the morning, especially if you're flying early. And so they have just awarded the coffee kiosk, a little coffee place there too, Theory Coffee. Well-known little place here in town, started right here in Reading, and now they're going to be out at the airport, and they're going to pay a percentage of what they make, $2,000 a month or 10%, whatever's greater, to the city after they get up and running in a year or two. You know, after they make the initial, they've got to invest in there to build, they're going to build more than just a coffee kiosk. They're going to have like a little store there that you can get sandwiches and rolls and those kind of things. It's almost like a real airport, except we don't have like Chicago dogs, and we don't have can you get a burrito before you get on that flight to Las Vegas? No, you can't do that. I don't know if you want to have a burrito. I don't know if you want to sell burritos in an airport before people fly. Anyway, just a thought. But Theory Coffee. So congratulations to Sam, former Marine, and his people out there that got the bid for this. We're going to take a quick break and come back. Testing kits. You can get free testing kits right here in Reading. We're going to talk about that. Where can we get those at? And the crab feed. One Safe Place crab feed. They made an announcement yesterday that and we're going to talk about, too, that, you know, may or may not have an impact on you wanting to go to the One Safe Place crab feed. I'm going. We're going with our friends. I'm going to be emceeing this. Nothing's going to keep me away from the crab feed after not being able to go there last year. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Pro Rehab Sports and Physical Therapy. That's where I need to go today. I need to go down and see Rachel and Kevin and say, I just bowled 3 games yesterday. I didn't warm up. And they're going to have a look of horror on their face, and they're going to say, we can help you, Carl, because that's what they do. These two people, all the experience in the world, working with the American, or with the United States Olympic gymnastics team, kind of like what I was doing last night. It's kind of gymnastic when I bowl. The handstand, when you try not to go over the line, kind of the handstand with the feet up in the air, the kind of that you have to do that kick to to the side when you want to knock that pin over, all of those things. But Kevin and Rachel are there to get us back from orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. They're located at 3673 Eureka Way in the Sunset Shopping Center. You can give them a call at 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today. Hey, you want to get back in shape. You want to get back so it doesn't hurt. You want to strengthen those areas that are weak. Go down to Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance. We'll be right back.
In all the plains as lovers do, we race beneath the summer sun. My dusky eyes met his soul blue, our soaring spirits breathe as one.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Turn your someday into today. The Shasta College spring semester begins January 19th, and now's the time to register for classes. First-time, full-time students. Get your first 2 years tuition free. At Shasta College, we'll teach you the skills, give you the knowledge, and provide the training you need to unlock your potential. Reskill, upskill, or get transfer ready at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/apply.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Do you have a friend that won't shut up about crypto? Are you interested but don't know where to go? What is Web3? How does it affect me? Who benefits from DeFi? Is one crypto best? Why? There's so much to know. Get answers with Tokens Radio Show. Connect with us on Telegram at t.me/tokensradioshow or tokensradioshow.com.
Sunday afternoons from 2 to 3.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're calling Linda Bott. Good morning this morning. Here it is, the 18th of January, 2022, 7:50 in the morning, 37 degrees out there and sunny. This portion of the show brought to you by River Common Senior Living. You know, I met Brian Martin, and he was working with We Back the Blue. And he was also telling me about this great place that he works at. River Common Senior Living is not for assisted living. No, that's for this is for active seniors. Staff is goes above and beyond to make sure everybody's experience there is great. You have super places to live in. You don't have to worry about plumbing and is there toilet paper someplace and all that. No, you have a gourmet chef. They're pet friendly, which is really big. And when you go there, you can see that people are happy. If you want a personalized tour today, go and have lunch from the, like I said, a gourmet chef. Give them a call at 238-5981. Find out why River Commons is Northern California's premier retirement community and people worry less and smile more. COVID testing kits. Right now, if you try to go down to the sites in some areas, they're pretty packed. So we have there the where to pick up free COVID-19 home test kits. You can get them at four different locations. Locations are, you can take, and here are the rules. They sent 7,740 kits to Shasta County, and Shasta County residents may take up to free two kits per person. Each kit contains two tests, so it's four tests for you. And the distribution sites are Shasta College and the Shasta County Public Library branches in Anderson, Burney, and Redding. So it's a great tool to use when you or your family member isn't feeling well and you'd like to decide whether you should isolate or go about your regular activities. So there are also, these are on sale in some stores and online at Amazon.com. But like I said, they've got 7,700 kits they're handing out at Shasta College and the public libraries, branches in Anderson, Burney, and Redding. Have you had a COVID test, Jared?
Not recently.
Yeah, I haven't had one recently either. When it first happened in, 2020? It's been going on that long, 2020. I had a COVID test. Linda had a COVID test the other day. It was painless.
I do have a couple at home, though.
I
didn't get a free one. I paid for the...
Yeah, the home test?
Yeah. But now
it the same thing? Do you stick the swab up your nose?
I haven't used it yet. But if I ever get any symptoms, I will.
Did you even open it up?
No. Not yet.
The thing about it is, when they were doing the original test, that swab went way up there.
Yeah, that was uncomfortable.
Yeah, you had a medical professional do it. And now I think that you don't have to go do that. I don't think you have to stick it all the way up into your brain, which is harder for guys because you've got to get up there a lot harder, you know, a lot further on guys than you do for women because their brains are bigger, you know, so in your sinuses. I should, you know, we should avail myself of this and get a free test.
Yeah, I kind of want to go to Shasta College up here.
Yeah. And grab a free test, and just to have it, because we know so many people that are sick now. I mean, I was not feeling well, but it wasn't like with fever or nausea or any of that stuff that, you know, those other symptoms you have. It was just purely sinus stuff going on there. Now I'm living on Allegra and Afrin nose spray, and that seems to have fixed it, or at least it's masked the symptoms of it. I guess, you know, but then again, the Omicron is like getting, from what I understand, it's like a, do I dare say this? It's like getting the flu. It's not as telling on your body as the Delta cases. There's a, you know, something happened. It was really sad the other day. A young lady, a graduate student down in L.A. working in a upscale furniture store. Some guy just walks in, stabs her to death. No reason. Walks in and stabs her to death. And the family is devastated by this. She was working there as a consultant. Like I said, she was getting her master's in interior design. And this guy just walks in off the street and stabs her. And, you know, they're yelling at the sheriff's, the chiefs of police, the people there are so upset with the LA district attorney who's turning people loose, is refusing to send district attorneys there on parole parole hearings for murderers and such. We say to ourselves up here, you know, we don't see that. We had one case the other day where a 76-year-old and a 73-year-old were killed, but they caught the guy the same day. He lives on the property there, off of Oasis Road. They caught him right away. The sheriff's on tomorrow. I want to talk to him about crime. And then there was that 80-year-old woman that this guy just kicked in her door, beat her up, took her jewelry, but she had hired him last summer to work in the yard for her. So he came back and he terrorized her. And they got him. And he was wounded in a gunfight with the officers. But you're seeing things where people are being pushed in front of subway trains. And there's no connection between the person being pushed in front of a subway train in New York and the person that does it. You know, we talked about the inner cities yesterday and the amount of violence that's there. But, I mean, this has been going on for years, but it's just getting worse and worse on the inner cities. But you don't expect that kind of, you don't expect that your daughter goes off to work and some guy just comes in and stabs her to death. This is horrible. So how do you, you know, and then we don't know anything about the assailant. You know, is he a mental case? Is he, you know, what's his problem? The violent crime that's out there. You know, how could she have prevented this? You know, first of all, she shouldn't have had, I'm not laying this on her at all, but is there a way to prevent this? You know, she comes up to somebody that's there and asks, may I help you? He starts stabbing her. We haven't seen that in Reading. Not like that. And I hope we never see that in Reading. Good news, however, is Near Earth Asteroid 1994 PCI, it's a kilometer wide, is very well known. It's been studied for decades. We've been watching this asteroid coming at us. And it's going to, they call it potentially hazardous. It's going to make a relatively close pass by Earth today. It's expected to fly by our planet around 4:51 p.m. Eastern Time at about five times the distance from the Earth to the Moon. So it's not real close. So you remember Armageddon, the movie?
Yeah, I've seen that. Ben Affleck and
Bruce Willis, and great movie. I mean, it's an exciting, you know, it's just an exciting movie. Billy Bob Thornton plays a great part in this, the whole thing. It's like all of a sudden there's an asteroid coming that could destroy. It's an Earth killer, right? And nobody knows about it. We've been tracking an asteroid for decades that it's getting there. We've got, the Hubble Space, they say, well, you know, it was turned in the same direction. Oh, you didn't let us launch the next one and all this. But anything like this, and because it's going to be, the asteroid is about twice the size of the Empire State Building. And it's going to be going about 45,000 miles per hour when it passes by. So it was, and five times the distance from here to the moon. But we saw it, and we saw it decades ago, and they've been watching it just in case it changed. So what do you do if it, like, changed its trajectory 10 years ago? We have ways of launching aircraft. Would it be something like that you go up?
You know, I think there is actually a mission that's ongoing right now where they're going to ram a asteroid just to see what it does, how much impact it has.
Yeah. After the pass on Tuesday, the asteroid won't come as close to the Earth for another two centuries. I'll be worried about that. You know, 100 years from now. Anyway, yeah. Well, you know what? It's, you know, in that movie, they had to go down and they had to drill in it and all that so they could split it up so it both sides would go by the Earth and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And what can you do about an asteroid? I mean, can you go up there and, like, put, you know, 15 nuclear devices on one side of the planet so it would, like, of the asteroid, so it would, you know, push it into a different trajectory? See, it seems like you could do that. Yeah. But when you're something, but what if it's something the size of the moon that's coming?
Then I think you're just
screwed.
SOL.
Yeah. Okay, we got to take a break. When we come back, Dan Beans, who is the outgoing director of Reading Electric Utility, is going to join us.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Insists they will defy Governor Glenn Youngkin's executive order. It gives parents an opt-out option on school mask mandates. And the governor has already fulfilled several of his campaign promises, and he has outlined his vision of change to lawmakers in the divided Virginia General Assembly.
Youngkin reiterated many of his campaign pledges and offered some new specifics on issues including firearms and abortion policy. Youngkin told the Republican majority state House and Democrat majority state Senate, quote, I'm asking each of us in this body, Republicans and Democrats alike, to come together. He also called on the House chamber to allocate $150 million to meet his goal of creating 20 new charter schools in the state.
That's correspondent Bernie Bennett. The latest winter storm to hit the east has left a lot of snow and ice. Pittsburgh resident Amber Engelman telling WTAE-TV it's hard to go anywhere.
The streets are barely plowed, not salted, and it goes on for days that it's like this.
Things are going pretty poorly right now for President Biden. The assessment of American University poli-sci professor David Barker commenting on Mr. Biden's sinking approval ratings.
I think that it would be virtually impossible to be popular with the pandemic raging and with inflation raging as well.
Watching Wall Street this morning, the sell-off rolls on. Right now, the key averages are deep in the red, all down well over 1%. The Dow off 534 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index trading 266 points lower, and the S&P is down 72. More on these stories at townhall.com.
So I invested in one of those fancy new exercise bikes. Without a doubt, a very special tool to help me get healthier. The problem is 3 days go by, then four, and I've done nothing. And then it's night five, and I'm sitting at the kitchen table, and I look down at myself, and I can't help but just laugh. Because there I am, wearing the exercise t-shirt that came with the bike, and I'm eating two corn dogs. And I think we'd all agree, the special tool only matters if we use it to our benefit. At United Faith Mortgage, we believe we have an advantageous tool for you. Our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions. There's no middleman. And often, this allows us to get you a better rate on your refinance or new home purchase, which can save you monthly and lifelong money. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. Other license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
It's feared the death toll will rise substantially in the wake of a volcanic eruption and tsunami near Tonga over the weekend. An update, the BBC's Michael Bristow.
So far, only two people have been confirmed dead, but pictures taken by the New Zealand Air Force show one village completely destroyed. It's thought some areas were hit by a wave between 5 and 10 metres high, which could have gone right across some low-lying islands. Elsewhere, about 200 volunteers were sweeping away ash from Tonga's main airport runway so aid flights can land. New Zealand is also sending help by ship, including fresh water. Residents have been told to wear masks outdoors because of poor air quality caused by the volcanic eruption.
South Korea's leader has arrived in Saudi Arabia, where he was greeted in Riyadh by the kingdom's crown prince and an honor guard marching band, the latest visit by a head of state to Saudi Arabia. News and analysis at townhall.com. Mexico remains a dangerous place for the press.
A news photographer is dead in Tijuana 1 week after another member of the media was killed in Veracruz. Photographer Margarito Martinez was well known for covering the crime scene in Tijuana, and the journalist who criticized local authorities, Jose Luis Gamboa, died last week. He was the director of an online news site. Martinez and Gamboa, the first two journalists killed this year in Mexico, but 48 journalists have been slain in Mexico since December of 2018. Jason Walker reporting.
Chinese state media say parcels mailed from overseas may have spread the coronavirus in Beijing and elsewhere. This despite doubts among overseas health experts that the virus can actually be transmitted via packaging. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio station, Free Fire Radio, on 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday, filled with scintillating guests, witty repartee, and a certain bon vivant that just comes across the airwaves. 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Phone lines here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can hop into our chat room the same way. Today, the 18th of January, 2022, 37 degrees out there, and we found out that it was National Winnie the Pooh Day. And then somebody else had a good one, too.
Fungold said it was National Peking Duck Day.
Peking Duck Day. Have you ever had Peking Duck?
I have not.
Neither have I.
You know, you can get it at Chew's, Peter Chew's.
Yeah.
But you have to order it like a day in advance. Yeah, but I've always wanted to do that, but I've never gotten around to it.
Well, they've got to run out there in Park Arena, whack one of those geese that are out there. And what? What? Okay, in Hawaii. You know, Hawaii have got the ugliest ducks in the world. I'm here with Dan Beans, the outgoing director of REU and a friend of mine. Have you ever been to Hawaii and seen those ducks? I mean, they used to be everywhere.
No.
They're ugliest ducks you'll ever see. They've got knots on their noses. It looks like their head's infected with something. They're just, you know, local ducks. Well, decades ago when Vietnam fell and they brought in, you know, a lot of Vietnamese came into Hawaii, all of a sudden the duck population started dropping. And then they had to go out with an education campaign that said, no, you can't just kill the ducks. You know, this is just not walking food here. So, anyway. What's the weather look like, buddy?
You said it was 37 degrees. It looked like it actually went down to 35 degrees based on what
I saw. Yeah.
It's going to be sunny and clear pretty much through the whole week. So today, a high of 63, a low of 43. Tomorrow, high of 65, a low of 45. Thursday, a high of 67, a low of 44. Friday, a high of 64, a low of 44. Saturday, a high of 66, a low of 43. And Sunday, a high of 66 and a low around 40.
Okay. Hey, the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Did you know that all the propane comes out of like one large tank down about a couple hundred miles from us? Well, the difference then is customer service, and that's what Shasta Gas Propane has. They count their customers as warm friends. Chuck Kenny cut a spot that just said you need to know is that the cost of heating oil is going up astronomically and that they're paying the same wholesale as they charged retail last year. But stay in touch with Shasta Gas Propane. They're not going to let their customers get cold. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. And like I said, I'm here with Reading Electric Utilities outgoing director, Dan Beans. Good morning, buddy.
Morning, Carl.
Now, the part about the heating, you know, the cost of everything, can you get a little bit into that? Have we noticed that here for the cost of stuff?
Well, energy costs are obviously going up and down depending on what's happening in California. But we have a good hedging strategy for Reading Electric to make sure our energy prices don't spike. And we do that with our power plant, and we do gas hedging for natural gas to make sure we have fuel for it.
You've got a group down there, and I learned this for the first time, I think, a couple months ago. You've got a group down there. That's all they do is buy and sell.
Yeah, it's one of our 24/7 desks that we have. We have 24/7 generator operators that are always there to turn the generators on and off and maintain them. We also have the traders that buy and sell the energy down to a five-minute market. And then we have our transmission distribution operators who operate the system, open switches for the line and those kind of things. And so those are part of our workforce that's 24/7 working for the public.
Is natural gas prices gone up?
Actually, they have. But back when I first started with REU in 2005, gas prices were higher than they are today, and they were trending way up. And so since then, there's been, with fracking and everything, prices came way down. But then as there's more environmental regulations and different people in office, those prices start to change. So right now, I think natural gas is trending up.
Okay, when you said people in office, now Biden has I'm not trying to get this into a political thing, but let's, you know, elections have consequences. He has stopped, you know, a lot of the oil production and natural gas production here in the United States, is taxing it. He stopped the pipeline and all this. This must have an impact on the cost of gas, natural gas.
Yeah, overall, I mean, California has a lot of regulations regarding that as well. They want to eventually get rid of, you know, all fossil fuels and natural gas. And the problem comes is when, you know, the public, like Reading Electric, we invest in these long-term things to make sure that we take care of our customers and serve energy. And when the government, state and federal, move too fast and try to achieve goals too quickly, economically and business-wise, you can't keep up with them. They don't do enough increment. Instead of taking, like right now with natural gas, the quantity that we have in this country,
which is almost inexhaustible.
There's so much. Like this is a perfect time. If you want to, you know, change fuels, then you have this great transition fuel. The problem is they seem to want to like turn off the spigot before the transition fuels and energy storage and other technologies are ready to go. So my view is they should slow down just a little bit so business and
gives us a chance to
breathe a little bit.
Yeah, it gives us a chance to breathe because, you know, you say all of a sudden you make some kind of weird pronouncement and you get put on a certain date, we're off fossil fuels. Well, that means natural gas. That means it all.
Right.
And then at the same time, they're shutting down the Diablo nuclear plant.
Right.
Which I understand provides 8 to 10% of the energy. Could that be right?
It could be. I don't know if that's true.
But it's...
I'm sure it's a lot.
It's a lot in our grid, and they want to shut that down. Can, in your opinion, and you've been in this business a long time, and this is your opinion, can solar and wind take over?
Not without other technology. You need storage, and battery storage just isn't there. There's these things called flow batteries, which are a different kind of animal that might work over time, but there just isn't the technology right now to handle and firm up all that intermittent resource.
Okay. One of the things that has protected our city has been our own power generating plant.
Yep.
It saved us, I would say, numerous times.
Yes. During the car fire was super notable. When we, during that fire, we lost every line connecting us to the outside grid except for one. And that line, WAPA controls that line, and they would not allow us to run any energy over it because if we did, it could make the overall system unstable. So we had to generate every electron for our customers during that time. And that was mass evacuations. And that was several days we were in that condition where we had to generate everything.
Is that when you lived down at the plant?
Yeah.
But you still maintained the power for Reading through our natural gas plants there.
Yes. I mean, we did have to roll a few blackouts because, you know, it was July.
August.
And it was 113 degrees. It was crazy.
Wow. Okay. Hey, I'm here with outgoing REU director Dan Beans, and we're going to take a quick break here. And when we come back, we're going to discuss a number of these things. I've got some questions that flew in here. I'll ask him on the break, so he'll be prepared. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, certified by various organizations as being in the top of their field, including the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services, the Leapfrog Services that gave them an A rating when it came to safety in a hospital. You might want to check those ratings in other hospitals here and see what their rating is. It's the only area hospital with the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system. Less pain, reduced risk, faster recovery times. They support our community. Casey Fatch, who's the CEO, is on the board of directors at the Chamber of Commerce. They do a lot for our community just besides keeping us well and healthy. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
Recently, Supervisor Modi claimed he helped crack down on illegal cannabis, but it was Modi's actions 6 years ago that dismembered Shasta County's marijuana eradication team. Now, over 7,000 organized grows have invaded Shasta County with devastating effects. Even the Mexican drug cartel finds it easier to grow in Shasta County than in their own country. If you want a safe and secure Shasta County, vote yes, recall Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
In the last month, Supervisor Modi used our tax dollars to give substantial raises to county department heads, many of which had received raises just 6 months ago. Modi claims the county is currently low on funds, and yet without batting an eye, he willingly raised salaries to individuals who are already grossly overpaid. Don't allow Modi to continue to waste our money. Vote yes to recall Modi. paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Free Fire Radio on 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday. Yeah, we're followed by Armstrong and Getty, and those guys are funny guys. I mean, they are equal opportunity smackers of people, and they come on right after we are off at 9 o'clock in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by, and it's sunny weather again, it's open. Quick and Clean Car Wash, right down the street from us on the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros. A great place to get your hair cut. Well, no, you can't get your hair cut there, but you can get your car washed or your truck. Special soaps and waxes to make it look brand new. They towel dry it off. It's brushless, and they're friendly people down there. If you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. You buy 10, you get 3 free at Quick and Clean Car Wash. We're here with Dan Beans, outgoing director of REU. It was time, huh?
Yeah.
Time to leave.
If you ask people that work at REU, they'll say, I'm a fan of change. And,
yeah.
You know, and change is good because it allows other people to take leadership roles and to move up. It brings in innovation from different people, different perspectives. And so, you know, to avoid becoming too bureaucratic, especially in a city, it's good to change things out.
Let me tell you about Dan Beans. This man is not a bureaucrat. You know, no, he's not. I mean, I know Dan. You know, I mean, we've spent time together, you know, lunches and stuff, and he's not a bureaucrat. He's the kind of person you want running a large department in a city, county, or federal area or state, because he's not a bureaucrat. And I understand perfectly what you're saying. You know, you've been the director for...
It's almost 5 years since I was...
5 years. Yeah. And it gets to a point where you need a new challenge in life. You're a young guy.
Well, not as young as I should be, but, you know, we got...
Well, wait a minute. How young should you be? Oh, I should be 30.
I wish
really,
I
should be 16, the way I think sometimes. But,
yeah. Yeah, so we got through REU's 100th anniversary.
That's
in
right.
December, which was
amazing. Great.
It was a great milestone, and I'm very honored to be able to be part of that, and having been with REU for now 17 years, so that was awesome. And I also had some great growth opportunities. I started as an electrical engineer, and then within 4.5 years, I got to promote to engineering manager,
mm-hmm.
and then on up to system director over resources, which was a whole different animal. Doing all the gas and energy work. And then finally got opportunity to, well, then I got changed to another assistant director for transmission distribution operations, which mm-hmm. was cool, working with the line crews more. And then finally an opportunity to be director. And so, yeah, it's been good. I think it's time for change for me, and I'm excited about the future, but I have no regrets about what we've done so far.
So you're going to be the director of the Roseville.
Yep, City
now,
of Roseville.
Are they similar to us in the sense that they have their own power station and all that?
Yeah, actually, very similar. They were actually formed in 1912, so they're a little older than REU. But they're an electric department of the City of Roseville. They have a natural gas-fired power plant like we do. They have 200 employees like we do. Very, very similar to us.
I thought we had mentioned this earlier. Maybe somebody just got in about the financial impact on customers because of the phasing out natural gas. And this is something, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you said, you know, yes, people want to phase out of this, but they should really take a look at phasing it a lot slower.
Right. Just for example, in the 80s, running went in contract with a coal power plant. And so, you know, you make those decisions, and they're 30-plus year decisions because that's how the industry works. And then it turns out in 2017, you know, we had to turn the keys over, and our customers ended up paying, you know, $30 million worth of debt because they now had a stranded asset,
mm-hmm.
which with federal and state regulations, we could not actually operate anymore.
That's
and
right.
So we had to give it up.
Was that out of, where was that out of? New Mexico?
It's in New Mexico, yeah.
That was on the Navajo Reservation,
near there,
in fact.
Near there, yeah.
And let me tell you, the impact on us doing that and maybe somebody else, was they had to shut down that plant. And it took 400 jobs, well-paying jobs, that Native Americans were running and put them out of work. And it was something like $16 million a year or something like that. I don't know. It may have been more than that.
Yeah, and I'm not a fan of coal.
And
so it turned out that it was more economical to just pay the debt and be out. So that's fine. But it's about people.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's about people.
Yeah.
That's why we're here. That's why we do what we do. So just being sensitive to that and not making assumptions about everybody's values on these things.
And, okay, and the last question on that was, we do use natural gas.
Yes,
we do. And that's what runs our generators.
Yes.
So do we have a replacement for that?
We are always looking forward. So we have a whole division of RU that's called resources.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're always looking forward. In fact, in 2018, I believe, we finished our integrated resource plan, and we'll be redoing that plan again in a year or so. And that'll have a huge public process. Where people get to weigh in. It's like, what's most important to you? Is it green energy? Is it cost? Is it both? You know, do you prefer solar over wind or hydro? You know, where are you at? So, there's a whole group on that. So, yeah, we do have to figure those things out, especially in California, because the rules change constantly.
Well, hydro isn't even counted as a renewable asset, which is totally ridiculous.
Right. Hopefully, if California doesn't change anymore, the 40% of our carbon-free portfolio in the future could be large hydro. So that is our hope, and that's why we signed, we got council to approve the 30-year contract for more hydro to keep our hydro.
Mm-hmm.
But in that contract, we also gave ourselves a 5-year out. Every 5 years we can exit in case things go crazy in California and they don't allow that. Yeah.
Oh, no, you can't use hydro either. Okay.
Well, in California, if we want renewable energy, it has to be a 10-year contract. But in California, 10 years is like eternity. They'll change the rules 5 times in 10 years. And so how do you keep up with that?
You can't.
and you're using the public's money. You can't be so trivial about it. Everything's a big decision. And in our business, it's a lot of money. Our budget, we spend $300,000 a day in resources or non-personnel costs to run the utility. I mean, that's...
It costs what?
About $300,000 a day is our cost, not counting people.
Wow. Not counting people.
Right.
Yeah. Just to run that utility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jeez. And it's a non-profit. Somebody asked about, what's your profit? No.
There's no profit. So if our rates are such that we collect more than our costs are, then our reserves grow.
Right
now, we're depleting our reserves. We're collecting less than we should based on that. But that's what your reserves are for. Your reserves are going to cushion people from, spikes. Like during the car fire, we had like $10 million worth of damage. And during the snowstorm, we had, another $5 or $8 million or something.
To our system.
We were able to pay that and get that all fixed without raising rates because we have reserves. That's what they're for. So
now we've gone for how long without a rate increase?
Well, our rates before this month were the same as they were in 2014. There was a 1.5% increase in 2016, and then in 2017 we eliminated the solar surcharge and reduced the federal and environmental surcharge, which basically negated that percent.
Okay.
So basically,
we paid the same.
We went 7 years without. Basically, you were paying the same as you were 7 years ago.
So now we're going to be paying more.
Yes. So now we got it's about.
Can you explain to people why that is?
Why? Okay. So if you look at our financials and you look at our like I mentioned, our reserve levels.
Right.
You'll notice those are going down. We're depleting our reserves.
Right.
So you adjust your rates, and then you start to gain that back. So you're like, instead of letting the number, the line of the chart get all the way and hit bottom and get to an unsustainable level, you start raising those rates slowly and bring it back up to a safe level.
And what's a safe level?
So the council actually has a policy on this, and I believe the target is no less than 75 days of cash and ideally 150. And you can even go up to 180 or more.
180 million?
No, 180.
Oh, 180 days. I'm sorry. Yeah. 180 days of having cash there.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the Dave Ramsey way of running a company. You have a year worth of money set aside.
Right, you
just
don't
want to.
You want to run the utility month to month.
No,
that would be bad.
No, it'd be like here. Okay, we're here with Dan Beans, who is I hate to say it, outgoing. Now, but you've built, as every good leader does, and you're a good leader, you've built a succession plan.
We have four assistant directors that have different divisions of RU, and they're very capable. And, you know, I don't know exactly who's going to take the
– who wants
take
to.
It or if they'll – you know, for sure they'll do an outside search, I'm sure, because, you know, director jobs are quite competitive. And so we'll see if any of them go after that or how that turns out. But we do have people in place. You know, I'm not a single point failure.
Yeah, if you got stuck up in Weaverville for a month somehow,
right.
You know, God forbid, you know, blew out a knee or something like that, or a moose attacked you or something like that, you'd have somebody there that could just step up.
Yeah, and you have to. This is, you were talking about this earlier, it's essential service. And so we have to make sure we have a structure in place. So we do, and we have a good structure. It's changing all the time, and that's part of the challenge because our industry is changing all the time. So,
okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell has been doing this since 1993, helping families, seniors, business owners, and veterans. Does great work there. On our financial side, with all the changes that are going on, you know, we're losing our REU directors, all these other things going on, maybe it's time for a second opinion on a retirement plan or a 401k. For a free review and evaluation, give Judy a call at 221-0441 or stop by at 1378 Hilltop Drive to see if your money's in the right spot. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
Right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Wind River Resort and Casino's ultimate tailgate party is the talk of the town.
Football is life.
Get in the game. Sunday, February 13th in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center.
Score on food, drinks, party favors, prizes, and kickoff for cash.
Catch the big game on 5 large TV screens and 2 super-sized ones.
Must be 21 to attend this exciting event.
Game day buffet included with tickets. Doors open at 2 p.m.
Some people talk football. We live it at Wind River.
Tickets on sale at windriver.com.
Find your ultimate tailgate moment only at Wind River Resort and Casino.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight.
And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
There's more to explore with a Turtle Bay membership. Get unlimited access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and beyond. Family memberships are only $90 a year. That's less than $8 a month for a full year of fun. Join today at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Good morning, everybody. It's 8:35 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction started by retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy about 11 years ago now, has become the largest privately owned gun firearms instruction company in California, teaching in over 46 different locations, and he could probably double that, but he doesn't want to overstretch there, but it's any type of firearms instruction. Of course, your CCW and then your renewals, but also long-range rifle, precision rifle, tactical rifle, shotgun, defense of your home, advanced classes, all of this is under Northern Firearms Instruction. Check out usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. From Northern Firearms Instruction, and Ted Leidy and I will be starting our show the last Thursday of the month. We've narrowed the name down to two. Yeah, we went out and had 3,500 people wanting to have something, 300, 400 names, you know, because we requested your names, and then we went out and told you to vote on five of them. So right now, straight up, no, not straight up, on point, and open range. It's down to those two. So we're looking at those and seeing which had the bigger numbers. Open range, not bad. And neither is on point. So that's going to start the last Thursday of the fourth Thursday of each month. I'm here with Dan Beans, who is the outgoing director. I hate saying that. Outgoing director of RU.
Sounds ominous.
But he does have a succession plan.
At least you're not saying ousted.
Ousted. Yeah. No. And your reasoning, of course, is right on point. In the sense is that you've accomplished what you wanted to do here, and it's time for a challenge.
Well, public power is a great business model, and Reading's been fortunate to have it for 100 years. I've been very fortunate to be part of it for the last 17. But, it's always good to have innovation and change and give other people opportunity to lead. And I'm just excited about my next opportunity.
You're not going to move from Weaverville, though.
I'll still have
Eden up there in Weaverville.
Yeah, no, I'll still be around. So.
Well, as you're driving by in the morning sometimes, you stop by through here. Hey, what's that? What's it like down in Roseville? When Orville Dam went below the levels, the state was able to put together two emergency electrical plants, or I'm not even sure if you call them a plant, but generating devices. Mm-hmm. And they used natural gas.
Correct.
So that the people had power down there. Do you think that made any impression at all?
It's funny. Things like that don't seem to make the impression you'd think they would for a logical person, which... Then you go, well, who's not paying attention? I don't know. I like the blackouts last August, or a year ago, I guess now.
Uh-huh.
Retiring plants too quickly, again, it's incrementalism. I mean, I like change. I change probably too fast for a lot of people. I like change. But even I have limits. Everyone has limits. The economy has limits. Business and people have limits. They need time to respond and change how they're doing things.
Well, let's talk about, you know, one of the things I talked about today is tonight the city of Reading is looking at giving managerial raises across the board. I think one person up to 40%, and but it goes from 5 to 20 with one person, like I said, getting to 40%. When you get specific jobs, it becomes... money becomes part of it. I mean,
right,
to get some, to bring people in to do things.
Right. When you have a, like, just take RU, for example, we have a multi-level structure to run the system. And it's easy to dismiss and say, well, if you're just a manager, then you don't really do anything. You just get this big check. But you actually need supervisors, frontline supervisors, to help supervise and manage people. You'd be surprised how many human resource type issues and things they have to deal with. They're a resource for the employees, make sure the employees have what they need to be safe and to do their job and have the resources. And so then you have, once you get a certain number of people in that level, then you need managers to manage different groups. And they have different focuses. They have different, sometimes different trainings, different certificates. And they provide, like for REU, we have a customer service manager who deals with metering and field services and customer service and billing. And then I have a manager over the power plant who makes sure that is running properly. I have a manager over resources. Well, I did. That's vacant and actually not even a position currently. I have a manager over engineering. And so that's somebody who is an engineer who's managing engineers.
Yeah, I mean, these are trained people who have come up through the ranks.
Yeah.
And or through other business models. That we need to keep the lights on.
Yeah, and
you have to be able to compete.
Yeah, these manager positions, these management type positions, they get grouped. They require a lot of knowledge, experience, and certificates and licenses to be able to get to that point. And then you add leadership and other skills, soft skills that help promote you. And so it's always interesting. It's like we don't want to pay government workers too much, and yet for the electric utility, we're a business. We are a government, a branch of government, but we're a business, and we're competing against, you know, the PG&Es out there, the Roseville's out there, Shasta Lake, Trinity, any utility provider. And so that's the market, and we're always running vacancies. And like right now I have, I believe, 8 lineman vacancies.
Yeah.
I have
those are guys that go out there and actually literally put the wires together.
Yeah, they're the ones who actually build and maintain the system. Without them, you know, our system falls apart. And I've already showed council that we're behind the eight ball on that one. And that's why we did a strategic plan. That's one of our key issues right now is reliability. And so we're trying to get those positions filled. But as you fill those positions, and those positions will get filled based on what the market is paying linemen, that does put pressure for the people that have to supervise the linemen and the managers on up to my position. So it definitely has a ripple effect. But like for me, for example, I'm not just a manager, a director. I have my professional electrical engineer's license. I have my master's in public administration. I have 17 years in the industry, and I had 10 years consulting before that, and actually 3 years another job before that. So It's easy just to say, oh, it's just a manager. They're not doing anything. Actually, there's a lot that has to be done at high levels. And I would just say look closely at what the position is and what value it provides. And, you know, there's always room to optimize things. I've done nothing but optimize since I became director. People are getting a little annoyed with it probably with all the changes I've made.
Well, obviously not because you kept the power on.
Well, and we cut a bunch of positions early on. And then over time, as we got more federal regulations slapped on us in the last year, I had to go back to council and said, hey, I need these positions, but I need different ones than we had before. So we've got
federal regulations. Is it crazy?
Oh, man. It's always a competition. Is it the state or the feds who are going to, you know, hammer us more, make it harder to do our jobs?
Just can you give an example of one thing they did that just kind of changed, you know, it just changed everything?
Well, the big one is... since they passed these new regulations that come from FERC through NERC to WEC, and based on our system voltage that we have, 115,000 volts that circles the city, they gave us like double the amount of regulations we had. We had like 150, now we're like almost 300. And it's not just having the regulations. Now you have to meet these regulations. You have to document all of your efforts, what you're doing. But they also make you, they come and audit you in person. They come and they quiz your employees to make sure they know everything they're supposed to know. And then if they find things wrong, they can fine you monetary fines. And these fines can be up to $1.2 million per day per violation of a standard. So there's just a lot of jeopardy. We're not the largest utility, so we probably wouldn't get $1 million fine in a day, but we could.
A $500,000 fine in a day is pretty hard.
Any fine. We don't want to have to use, you know, rate money to pay fines. Like, that's not a good business model.
No.
We need to do things right. And so to do things right in this current regulatory environment, which is not going to get any better, I need very highly skilled, dedicated public servants who are trained in specific areas to do the work. And that these do not grow on trees around here. We don't have this big energy market to grab people from. So we have to pull people from other states, other cities. And to do that, we have to pay.
As much as we like to say that, you know, Redding is a great place to live, and it is, and our surrounding areas here, you know, Anderson, Shasta Lake, Weaverville, they are great places to live, and it comes down to the bottom line is, can I put my kids in school? Can I do this? Then.
Right. One of the things.
They can afford to, you know, they can say, well, yeah, Orville's not as good as Redding, but, you know, there's a big difference here.
Right. So, yeah, one of the things that we're shifting to, and I was working on, and now hopefully my successor will work on this, is we need to get apprentice programs into the city so we can start to grow our own. That'll help because we just don't have the job market here. So we need apprentice linemen. We need apprentice electricians. We need apprentice planners who do new service planning, engineers. All of that. And I know the city, other departments like water and wastewater, they're always needing people too, and that takes certificates. And so we just need to rally around the community, work with places like Shasta College and, you know, IBW and other places, try to figure out how to build our and create a sustainable succession plan for workforce. And, I mean, that's part of the equation. And it's great for Redding and the people that live around here because these are great jobs. These are the jobs that you tell your kids, yeah, go to school, go to college, get a degree, go to trade school, go be a lineman, do these things. These are the jobs that they want to get. These are the ones where they can come back, have a great livable wage, raise their kids, raise the next generation, live where their grandma and their parents live, and just be part of the community and have that heart for the community. So that's, we got to be working on that. And that's, you know, the next thing on my list, and I'm going to pass that off to the next person and
build that apprentice program.
Keep changing
that. So you don't have to just start out as a lineman, that you can bring them in with, you know, with being an electrician and then work their way up through the training. Okay. We're here with Dan Beans and his, people should listen to this man because, you know, this utility we have is a business. You know, I remember years ago people were saying, well, we should just sell REU to PG&E. And then we could pay off all of our unfunded liabilities and blah, blah, blah. But I'm so happy that that one just went right into the dumpster where it belonged. But it is a business, and we need to have good people running it or we're going to lose this. Like you said, double the regulations in 1 year. And if you don't have people there to understand what those regulations are, the government will come down in a heartbeat on you.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop off of Athens Avenue. And this is a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. The only place that I've gotten my hair cut since I've lived here. And I've lived here, and we were just talking about that. I've lived here longer than any place by hundreds of tens of years than anywhere else, but this is where I get my hair cut. They're great guys down there, Tim and Logan. They work by appointments only. Give them a call at 244-9478. Man's Last Stronghold down at Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
Supervisor Modi claims he protects your water rights, but on further investigation, we find Modi last year approved a water contract that scalped a small water district in the north part of Shasta County with a 250% increase over normal and in a state of emergency. The foundation that owned this water right now is linked to donating thousands of dollars to Modi's campaign. Shasta County, you deserve better. Vote yes, recall Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Each year, millions of older adults suffers injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in serious injuries such as broken bone, head injuries, or death. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age that meet the income criteria and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program was established for the purpose of reducing the number of debilitating falls suffered by older adults and persons with disabilities, thus enabling older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to find out how this no-cost program may help.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Vote yes, recall Modi. Recently, the Shasta County Planning Commission voted 5-0 to stop the Fountain Wind Project. But when it came before the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, only Modi voted to support the project, bowing down to a special interest group instead of listening to the people. The Intermountain communities would have been devastated. Now we learn the same special interest group is donating thousands of dollars to Modi's campaign. Vote yes and recall Leonard Modi. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Tomorrow on the show, Michael DeQuisto, vice mayor. I think he's vice mayor. Is he vice mayor now? Didn't they appoint him that after slapping him in the face a year before last?
Yeah, I believe he is vice mayor.
Yeah, you know, before they just slapped him. And we don't want him being the face of running. What was that about? Anyway, he'll be on tomorrow morning to talk about the meeting tonight, and then Sheriff Johnson will be on. I want to talk to him about violent crime. It just seems like there's more violence out there. And, you know, it's all anecdotal, and they'll tell me, nah, it's about the same as, you know, always is. It just seems like more. But I'm here with Dan Beans, outgoing director of REU. He's going to Roseville. And I just want to tell you from my heart and from thousands of other people, tens of thousands of other people, how much we appreciate what you've done for our community over the last, 17 years, and in the last 5 years as a director.
You're too kind.
Well, no, because you kept the prices down, and now the prices are having to go back up again because you're biting into the reserves, and we got to keep the reserves at a certain, by law, keep them at a certain
by policy. Point, yeah. By policy. It's just good practice to, right. to do that, yeah.
You know, I've always heard is that the city comes over to REU to have you pay for things.
So, yeah.
How does that work?
Yeah. In fact, I think we were doing a council or a chamber greeters, and somebody said something about the cash cow of REU. And, you know, my response is the city fathers of the time decided to take general fund money and borrow bonds and buy the utility from PG&E 100 years ago. And they did that. They did that for a very specific purpose. I don't think they realized what value would be over the long term. But REU, essentially then, our sole reason to exist is to benefit this community. We have to do that legally within the confines of law, transparently, with all, you know, budgetary things, all that. But at the end of the day, if it's legal and it makes sense and it reflects the values of our community and it helps them, we should do it. But I mean, that's the bottom line. So it makes it kind of easy.
As long as it doesn't impact on your ability to do your job.
Right. And so the wildfire mitigation, like after the car fire and the snowstorm, we realized there's all these, we had to really up our game because Redding is not a stranger to the fires. And then we had the bonfires, not long ago. And so
every year
and so
something.
We have to be a resilient community where people feel safe, where they want to invest, where they want to raise their family, where they want to come and move here. We have to show them that we have all that, we have that, we are that, and that we, you know, we're doing our job. And so,
now you hired 12 firemen. Was it 12?
I think we're at 15 now.
Yeah, but these are different now. The firemen you hired have all been brought on to the city, right?
Yeah, no, yeah, and so
I mean, never, as firefighters, vegetation managers.
Yeah, we were doing apprentice firefighters, and that job was like a minimum wage kind of paying job, cutting poison oak. It was a terrible, terrible job. Anyway, that didn't really work out. We could never fill the positions, but we still have 7 parks workers that work for us.
Okay.
And so they are fabulous, and they do a lot of that that vegetation work away from the power lines. And then we have our own amazing arborists that get up there and close the power lines and do all that work. And so then we also have the firefighters. And so, yeah, all that wildfire mitigation, I mean, that's cost pressure, too, that we have to address over time.
But you have to because you built literally a fire break around Redding.
Yeah, well, just operating utility in California, it's a liability. It's a liability for everybody who lives here. It's liability for the city financially. And so we have to work together to solve these things. And so, anyway, it just makes sense for us to be part of that. So, yeah, there's to me, as long as we're doing it clearly and upfront and it benefits the community and it's legal, we should be doing it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the last one was when I got a phone call on was the soccer field. When you all provided cash for the soccer field, but that they were going to pay you back out of the soccer field proceeds.
Right.
Did that ever happen?
Well, to my knowledge, no, we have not. We have not been paid back.
No.
And there's other dynamics that go on.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
So when you say we handed them over the money.
Well, no. I mean, it was one of those things.
It was.
And again, you go back to what you said, though.
Right.
We're here to make our community a better place.
Right.
And if you've got the money and it's not biting into keeping it on the line.
That money was a different kind of money, too. So it was back from the Enron days. It was 20-year-old money that was a settlement, and then it was a bunch of interest. And so, you know, arguably different flavor of money. It wasn't rate money per se. And so, you know, the city decided to do what they did with it. But I know there's a lot of community members that and kids that are like, yeah, because that
soccer field now.
Yeah. Well, yeah. My only request is they should name it REU Field. But, you know.
That didn't go over, huh?
Put our big 100-year logo in the middle of the grass. There you go.
Well, you know, I was, if I ever win the $800 million lotto, I'm going to build a jail for Shasta County, and except it's got to be called the Carl and Linda Bott Home for Wayward Criminals. If you want the jail, I'll build it, but you've got to put that on top.
It's
got to be neon.
Yeah.
And it's got to blink. Not too much to ask for. Dan, thank you so much for everything you've done for our community.
It's been an honor. I thank you for everyone tolerating me and allowing me to grow up here. And I mean, I was born here in Reading, and I'm still around. I just
I'm
going to go try another exciting phase here.
And you're not leaving your home? You'll be kind of gone during the week. But
yeah, I'll be gone, but I'm gone a lot with my job anyway. There's a lot of travel with the director job and interacting with industry and as part of that to try to help recruit.
But you're also, like, on the board of big energy things.
Well, yeah, they're like the American Public Power Association, so it's a national board. I'm on that. I'm on the California Municipal Utilities Association. I'm the vice president of that, and that's water and energy for California. So, yeah, those are just great things for Reading to have been part of. And now, you know.
It's on to something else. Well, good luck. Fair winds and following seas, as we say the military. That I'm sure, you know, it's Roseville's got a good deal here. And I know that you built a plan that we're going to have somebody can step in and keep our U going as well.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carl. I'll give my best to Linda.
I will do that. And tomorrow, as I said, Mike DeQuisto and Sheriff Mike Johnson will join us tomorrow morning. Everybody have a great day. Remember, it's a good